the philosophy. They could make your argument look ugly, no matter what you say. And that was a trick. With that trick, really they wasted a lot of time of a generation, at least. Because no matter what you say, I could oppose it. Logic will oppose it. That's the logical thing to do. Because of what? Because deep down, your animal believes in survival. Means defending yourself. You defend yourself even when it is not needed. You go to consult with someone, and you try to convince that someone otherwise, because you feel about this subject that way. That's logic. He said, this should be changed. That's the first thing to be changed. First salam, then we'll talk. Because this is the difference between this way of thinking and philosophy. You know, there is philosophy based on logic. This is Irfan based on beyond the logic. This is the label that one of the biggest sheikhs would have been. Beyond the logic. The way beyond the logic is Torah Varaya Aql. This is it. So we want to go beyond the logic. You should come in peace. Because over there, we don't oppose each other. We don't resolve the thing with opposition. We work together, we experience together. The relationship between a teacher and a student is logical. The relationship between murid and murad is something else. Murid and murad, they don't oppose each other. Murad would never ever try to convince the murid to something. His suggestion or her suggestion is wishful rules for the follower. It's different. Why? Because the subject is different. That's the main thing. What is the subject here? Which is completely upside down and asks for everything to be upside down. It's something which logically could never, ever be proved. What is that?
Love.
Love is beyond a proof. Nobody could prove the existence or non-existence of love. And that's what we're talking about. If you logically oppose all the romances, going and seeing the Romeo and Juliet will not help at all. That story moves the heart of the believers. Here, believing is the main criteria. Therefore, not only Murad will not oppose and prove something to the follower, doesn't even insist, just saying it. If you receive it, you receive it, because at the end of the day, it's your choice. That is the first thing you cannot forget. What was the first thing? In our story, first thing that comes out of the human being, the good fellow, is what? Remember? In our story starts from a chaos. Something strange happens, and these silly guys will eat the apple. Then the question, what happened? What is the first thing from the mouth of Adam?
It was my fault.
Rabbana, innana, zalamna, anfusana. Our God, we did it to ourselves. You remember? You have to. Because not only it is in the Holy Book, the stories we narrate, I don't mean really the religious book. The story we narrate is the Holy Book to us. And it's made of love stories mainly. And that begins with this acceptance of responsibility. And Rumi explained it, added something to it, which is not in a religious book. Do you remember it? Rumi said, listen, I was there. After everything went cool, everybody was back to the business, God called this Adam and said, hey, come here. Don't you know that if I didn't want it, it couldn't happen? Adam's response was, exactly, he said, oh yes, I knew it. But the ritual is something else. Ritual is important to us. One, because there is one ritual which is the most bizarre one. And that's what we aim for. Giving your life for someone else in a ritual way. That ritual is not really a ritual that happens in a moment. It's a habit. It's a manner. A very silly manner. What is the silliest manner in this universe? To give up the good stuff and accept the responsibility for the bad stuff. This is silly. Remember? We saw this silly thing done by a couple. Remember, there was this long fellow and the short fellow walking in the street. You remember? The short fellow will accidentally trip and will break the glass of a shop. The tall one will jump in and say, excuse me, it was my fault and I'm ready to pay for it. He's a silly one, isn't he? Later, the tall one will save someone crossing the road. Everybody will come to appreciate him and say, no, 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 he suggested it. Credit goes to him, to the little one. Isn't he silly? Looks silly, right? And when I tell you, these are father and son. Suddenly it's not silly. It's lovely. This is the opposite manner of lover. Lover will accept all the responsibilities and will give the credit to the beloved. This is a manner. And this manner is very difficult to be learned, because deep down in you, the real living creature with the anima is sitting down with her and avoiding all the responsibilities and taking all the credits, even if they are not really there. Isn't that there? This is what we're talking about. He said, you have to be different. When you accepted it, next story was? So, okay, let me tell you what's happening in you. In you, there is a parrot. This lovely parrot is the best part of you, but it's encaged, and for you, who are you? The merchant. For you, the show-off of the parrot is good. For the parrot, the dream is to get out of this cage of you, get out of this limitation, join with the free parrots in a garden of India. That's what's happening. And this parrot, you will not let go of it before it dies. We'll teach him to die. The parrot will die in you and you will throw it away. Because you're a merchant and the useless stuff for you are to be thrown away. And what will happen? One simple thing. That parrot will die when for the first time you try to play for beloved, not play for the fame and fortune outside, not to play the music and the tune acceptable by society, peer, environment, no matter what you call it. This was the heart.